what?
Somebody's paying for this. They're like, what's the happy ending for that?
I don't know.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. Friday edition, we got Gracie, our super producer. Gracie is joining us for a brief moment. Your birthday was on Wednesday.
It was.
Yes. How we wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Aw, thank you. It was a great day.
Yeah, and so we got you a little something, but we wanted you to open it up in front of us, for us. This is what we're going to be called, What's in the Box. We'll do that segment every now and then. So, yeah, go ahead, open it up. We want to sing happy birthday to her, Molly.
I don't think we have the rights to that song.
Oh, that's right.
So I just want to say happy you day.
A couple days late.
Oh, my gosh. I was worried it was going to be a mask.
No.
No.
I punted
Grace,
on the
I would
mask
not
thing.
Have let that happen
oh,
for you.
Oh, my gosh. This is adorable.
Look at that. You made Employee of the Month.
Not only is it your birthday, but you got Employee of the Month for May. Congratulations, you and David.
That's perfect, the orange cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even David got a little shout out on that one.
Thank you.
You got to wear it to work, though. You got to wear it around at her dad.
Okay. I will.
You got to. Okay. Well, happy
birthday. And then when
birthday,
they ask, you've got to be sure to tell them that it's your crazy show that you produce.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Okay. That was.
I'm glad we did that.
It's worked. It worked together. Because we both voted on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was unanimous.
not
amongst
like mine.
The voting public. I mean, I'd like to think that Grace would vote for herself.
Well, technically, she's not employee of the a month for May. It would be for April because of all the work that she did.
No, you were April.
No,
you
I was
came
just,
in April.
I'm just every day. All the time. Anyway,
it can't be a month if it's all the time. Okay. Then you need to get a new t-shirt that says employee of the all the time. Of the always.
Yeah, of the always. All right, so this is what you're doing, people. If you're watching or listening, we need you to follow, rate and review everything. Please. and spread the word. And also follow us on Instagram and also on Facebook. All right. We got a message, actually, Molly, someone by the name of, let me get it right here. This is on our Insta page. Okay. It's Chica Shelves. She commented and said, I miss Celebrity News of Molly.
Oh,
we need you to weigh in on the Taylor Swift, Blake Lively drama. Are you familiar with everything going on? Because I went down the rabbit hole the other day because I'm like, what is going on? Because all these headlines are like, Travis and you know, so-and-so is having issues and there's their brief breakup. And I tried to look them up, you know, thinking that that's not real. And what it was is it was that Travis Kelce, which is Taylor Swift's boyfriend, unfriended Ryan Reynolds on the socials over what's going on with Taylor and Blake Lively. What is going on?
I don't know.
It's a lot of drama about that. I don't know. That lawsuit.
So it all comes back to this lawsuit that Blake Lively's finding herself in with her co-star and like the producer of the movie that she did. I'm not up to speed on where it is now. So sadly, I can't weigh in today, but I will do my due diligence and come back with a full report next show. Just from what I know now, what I thought was interesting was Gigi Hadid just had her 30th birthday party.
Yeah.
And I did not see Taylor there. I did not see Blake there. And I thought that was odd because they're all part of the same girl squad. So I don't know. And it's not like Taylor's on tour and it's not like Blake's busy. I mean, she's a working mom. But I'm just saying, like, if your best friend's turning 30, it's not like 27th birthday, like 30's pretty. And, you know, Gigi Hadid is dating Bradley Cooper.
Oh, and that's so right. That's right. God, what a bunch of power couples.
I know. Got to get out there. you and Wylene start doing some power couple moves. Wylene, come on, let's go to Texas Roadhouse. I'm gonna show you off.
Let's go do that. Power couples.
I do miss doing celebrity news on account of the fact that
we can do it. We can do it on Wednesdays if you want. We can just do whatever we want to do.
I think it'd be fun just because I really do miss that aspect of the show. On account of the fact that it's just so fun. And honestly, in this day and age, we just need something fun.
Yeah. Every day we need something fun. So why don't we just plan on doing that on Wednesdays? We'll come up with something and we'll just, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. So Wednesdays will, for those tuning in, new segment on Wednesdays will be a revisiting of celebrity news. And I'll put a little package together to surprise you.
I can't
wait. I'll work with Gracie on it and give you the surprises.
Today's Friday. Yes. It's actually the no pants holiday today.
Please tell me you're wearing pants. I know you're seated. I'd ask you to stand, but I really don't want to find out. And I don't know if the audience does either.
Yeah, today is no pants day. And it's a holiday. No pants day. Yeah. And you know what? Fun fact here. The average American has 7 pairs of jeans.
Oh, easy.
Easy was right. I have jeans, but I don't wear jeans. I just recently got fit for a tux for Oliver's wedding coming up.
Yeah.
And the guy asked me what my waist size was. And I couldn't tell him because I don't even know if my other jeans fit. I haven't worn jeans in so long.
Did he
measure
you?
So I had that moment of going, all I wear is sweatpants.
He's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, because I was.
He's like, yep. I didn't think this was a one-off.
Yeah.
You seem like an elastic band pant comfortable guy.
I am elastic all day long.
So did they measure you?
Yeah, they measured me, but he didn't tell me.
What? That's a fib.
He didn't tell me what size it was. He went. The guy's a pro. It's called Mr. Tuxedo. I think they've been in Omaha forever, and I think it's just one dude. And I went in there, and he made me. He just did a measuring tape around me. Then he grabbed his pants and said, "Go put those on and put those shoes on." So I did that. I'm like, "Oh, these fit nice." They have the adjustable side things, which are awesome. I think all pants should have those. If you don't have elastic,
that's the minute they put on a tux. Like every guy's like, you know what? Every pants. I'm like, let me guess. Yeah. You tried on a tuxedo recently, and you're
God,
it'll come with sliders.
Yeah. So anyway, So I definitely have more than 7 pairs of pants, jeans, but I do not wear them. They just sit in a drawer. It makes me feel like I should just go get rid of them and move over. You know, have an empty drawer. Yeah, everything's in a drawer.
Really?
I don't have any closet stuff. Well, I do in the studio here, but Wylene has the other closet.
Okay.
We don't have giant closets in this house. I wish we did.
Oh, that's the one thing I love about the master bedroom in our house.
Yeah.
Or the primary bedroom or whatever people call it now. When we toured the house and we were looking and, you know, kind of deciding, I'd never in my life had a walk-in closet. I'd never, ever, growing up or any time. And then not only do we have one, we have two. So his and hers walk-in closets. So Peter's is completely separate from mine. I have no idea what's going on in his. I mean, he could be keeping a lemur in there for all I know.
And you don't know.
Like, no, I don't go looking.
I don't go in Wylene's either.
I don't go poking around. Same thing with me. I mean, he has zero idea of what I'm keeping in there. But man, is it nice. Like, I don't know how I'd ever go back.
It's hard. It's hard because, all right, we have, you know what I'm talking about? It's just an average closet. It's not a walk-in. So we have 3 rooms. Mm-hmm. So she has 2 of the closets. That's hers, which leads me to believe that she has too many clothes. Ooh, and I have one. I know. I have one. Which is pretty stuffed. And I did try to get her to let me open up the smaller room.
Yes.
And just turn that into a giant walk-in closet.
Why not? That sounds like a great idea.
Well, then if someone was to come over and visit and stay the night, they wouldn't have a place to stay. That's why.
That's another reason. That's another great reason. You're like, I would love for you to be able to stay the night, but it's a closet now. Sorry, you're going to have to find other accommodations.
Yes.
This sounds like a win-win, friend.
I know, but she won't. Not yet. I'll still work on it. But yeah, I just would like to have a walk-in closet. Those are big parties dreams. I figured after I did that, if we sold the house, then I would just turn it back into a bedroom.
Yeah. No, it's easy. You could even just do something where it's like rolling racks. Like you don't even have to do like California closets, built-ins type of thing.
Yeah.
You could just do racks, you know, and have it be easy like that where it's all just movable pieces. There's no hardware at all. I mean, you could even do that with a guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, I guess I would. I should just do it and surprise her. Because it's a guest bedroom, her office, and her closet.
Wow.
All right.
That's a multi-purpose room. When we were doing the basement and we were doing the show and I was going to have to move studios, there was a point where we did talk about me setting up the broadcast in my closet.
Okay. In your walk-in closet? Yeah, because of the sound. Okay.
Because of the sound, the walk-in closet. Because it's big enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a walk-in closet, you know, so I could do that there.
Do you have room for clothes in there or is it just filled? Honestly,
it is filled. And here's the other thing. This is why Peter's like, come on. So I've got all of my stuff filled and then I've started keeping like the bedding and stuff in his, cause there's no room in mine.
Okay.
And then the downstairs closet in our guest bedroom is completely full of all my coats. And then we just had the basement redone and we had a coat closet put in the basement. He's like, so help me God, if I start seeing, it's not, but there are some in there.
Okay.
I did take some out of storage. I have a real coat problem.
Do you really?
Like,
okay.
Oh, no, I mean, it's really, I could probably wear a different coat every day for like a month.
Really? That is a problem. What about shoes? I guess it's not a problem.
I've got a lot of shoes.
But...
So here's the thing with coats, in my defense.
They don't go out of style, really. Coats don't.
No, but I will tell you this. The coats that I have my grandmother's.
Okay.
I have my mother's. I have my great aunt's. I have my aunt's. I have the first pea coat I ever got in eighth grade. It still fits me.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm saying like these aren't, like I am not this extravagant, crazy coat person where I'm buying. I mean, it's been 2 years since I bought that white coat that we wore for the diaper drive. Yeah, the marshmallow one. And that was a joke. Like that was like, it was like one of those Flash Friday type of things. Yeah. I was like, the guys are going to think this is hysterical. But I definitely, I do like a good jacket.
Okay.
So I don't let any of them go.
What jackets do you have down there right now at your grasp? Do you have that fur coat grasp right now that you can wear?
I have a leopard that I could wear and you'll love it.
Go get it.
Okay. One second.
If it's right there, yeah, go get it. I'll just sit here and admire your wonderful paintings. It's a cat. There's a chipmunk. Yeah. Anyway. And also people, we're going to be doing a chick pick for the Kentucky Derby that's going down this weekend. And basically, Molly will decide the top three horses just by their names. And I'll put money on it. And if she wins, I'm rich. All right. Oh, my God. People, if you're not watching, you need to watch. It's literally a fur leopard jacket.
Mm-hmm.
When would you wear that?
Oh, I lived in this. I got this when I first moved to Chicago. I bought it at a thrift store for there's still a tag inside. I think I got it for 10 or 15 bucks.
Okay.
Like they still there's a tag on the inside. When I say it's a tag, it's like a jacket tag and they wrote the price on it in Sharpie.
Okay.
So it is, there's a crazy story though behind this coat.
Look at that thing.
This
thing
is magic.
It's magic.
It is. Wow. It's magic.
Wow.
It's absolutely magic. So I just got it back. It had gone missing.
How
my mom, when she was alive, my mom did I lived in this coat when I first moved to Chicago and started doing improv. Like, if you see
that's
any
how
of the pictures,
old it is. Okay, I get it. Is.
Like,
okay.
Right? So it's from like the late 90s, early 2000s. So I lived in this and the lining is ripped. And so my mom was going to surprise me and she took it to a seamstress to have the lining redone and was going to like gift it back to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, cut to the woman goes to my mom and is like, I lost the coat. I don't know where it's at.
That's like a Seinfeld bit, really. So what happened?
So my mom had to tell me, like, she's like, I lost your coat. I was like, you lost the leopard? You lost the lady leopard? Like,
leopard.
So this became a thing. Every time my mom would go to the seamstress, she's like, did you find the coat? Did you find the coat? And this went on for years. Okay. And even when my mom was dying, she's like, you know what's always bothered me is that we never got your coat. I'm like, Mom, these are your last days. Like, we're still not going to talk about this coat. Like, it bugged her to the very end.
Was
cut
this the
to
okay, go ahead.
Last year,
yeah,
a friend of my mom's who also goes to the same seamstress, the seamstress lost her pants. And she's like, well, we're going through these closets. We're finding these pants like that you were supposed to. Starts going through the seamstress's closet that's in her home, finds this coat. And she's like, that's Molly's coat. She's like, Patty Kavanaugh brought you that coat. That's Molly's coat. She's like,
so that woman kept it?
Yes, there was still a tag pinned to it that had my mom's name and her phone number. It was in
for
the
how
back
many
of this,
years?
Like 10.
Now, was this woman stealing it or she just lost it?
No, she
it?
Had so much stuff.
Oh,
like
God.
This, she's like, her house was packed. It was almost like she was a hoarder. And okay. So she had all this stuff. And so this was my mom's best friend. And she's like, I'm taking that coat with me. And the lady's like, okay. Like, I mean, like, it didn't. So my aunt Mary, my mom's twin sister, surprised me with this at Christmas.
Oh my God, that is crazy. That's a nutty story. Wow.
Like,
okay.
I mean, talk about like, and I'm like, my mom is at peace. Like this yes. bugged her to the very end. And then all of a sudden, and I'm not kidding, they left the note pinned on it. It had my mom's handwriting. It was my mom's name and her phone number to call when the jacket was done.
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? So that's yeah. why, like, this coat, guess, but I will say this,
yes.
she never did the lining.
Oh,
the lining's still ripped up. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
She's had it for 20 years.
Seriously.
Still never get it.
The lining is still all messed up.
That's a great story, though. Oh, my God. That's a fantastic story.
Like, look, it's still ripped up.
I like
up.
The combo.
The
you got some good combos going on with the colors.
Yeah, I know. I've got flowers. I've got leopards. Never say I was scared of a pattern. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. We're going to get to a couple best news of the day. Also, it's Fun Factory, where I come up with some fun videos for Molly and Super Gracie to enjoy. Yeah. I'll tell you what, because of you guys, my algorithm is all screwed up.
You're welcome.
It's all cats. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We've cat, done it, Gracie.
Cat. Yeah. So I'm trying to get it back to weirdness. I'm trying to. All right.
That's
so we got the chick pick. You want to do that first?
Yeah. Let's do chick pick. So we've got Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so without looking, Party has put together the racing form for me to pick
I have
based on just... What
just
like.
The names. All right. Now I also have the odds, but I'm just going to give you all of them. And I need you to just say yay on three of them or nay. There's 20 of them.
Like that? Or
yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
So stupid.
I know. Yes, it is. All right. Here we go. Number okay. one, Citizen Bull.
No.
Nero Equos. Number two.
No.
Final Gambit, number three.
Yeah.
Final yeah. Gambit. Okay. You like that one? You only got two more picks. Rodriguez.
Yes.
You want Rodriguez? Yeah. Oh, no. All right. American Promise. That's number five. No. Admire Daytona.
No.
Luxor Cafe. Cafe.
No.
Luxor no? Okay.
Cafe. No.
Journalism.
Oh.
Journalism.
Let's circle back.
You want to circle back on that one? Okay. Burnham Square. That's number nine.
No.
We got Grande. Number 10.
No.
11 is Flying Mohawk. Flying
How many
Mohawk.
More are left?
That's 11. So we got nine more. want to circle back.
Okay, well,
back
let me hear
phone.
Them before I pick my last one.
Okay, East Avenue is number 12. Publisher is number 13. 14 is Tiztastic. Tiztastic, that's weird. 15 is Render Judgment. 16, Coal Battle. Sandman is 17. Sovereignty. That word, 18, 19 Chunk of Gold, and then 20 is Owen Almighty. Now, the ones you circled back
Mohawk.
On is, you like Flying Mohawk?
Yeah.
Or not. Oh, my God. All right, we got it. Final Gambit, Rodriguez, and Flying Mohawk. Journalism, by the way, is favored to win the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's pull for journalism in both that realm no. and in just general. You're like, man, I wish
four.
That was a bellwether for what journalism is actually facing in the real world.
But you kind of did it wrong, though. You're supposed to go, nay.
Yeah, I'm not a monkey that's going to dance for you.
Nay. There you go. All right, so yeah, that's this weekend. And also we have Berkshire Hathaway going on, that big meeting. So everybody, there's about 40,000 people that are going to be hitting the city. It's going to be all down in Blackstone. And so just, you know, tend to it when you're driving around because these people aren't looking at where they're walking. Most
they're
of the time,
they're just too busy they're thinking, just, "What can I buy?"
Yes, I want to buy that.
I want to buy something. Is that person, that building for sale? How about that cute little shop we went into? I'd like to buy it.
Yeah, 40,000 people are coming.
And be wearing a coat like this, only it's made of real leopard.
Yeah,
not exactly. The millions of polyesters that died to, yeah. to make this fine frock.
Do you have a derby thing you're going to? What's going on?
I wasn't supposed to. There's a fundraiser, like an event for my son's high school, and okay. it's derby themed. And I was told that we did not have tickets. And so mentally in my mind, I was ready to give money to the school and just be able to hang out at home. Apparently, the husband bought tickets.
Did he really?
Yes. He forgot.
Okay.
So we got a text message yesterday reminding us that Friday we were going to have this event.
Do you have a hat? Are you ready
no,
for this?
No, I don't have anything. I didn't think we were going.
You're going to have
to. So that's
to
the get... thing. My Peter's texting me. He's like, do you have a hat? I was like, of course I don't have a hat. We live in Chicago, Illinois. When have I ever been to a derby party? I mean, I've had mint juleps. I've gone and like been like, yay, like joke around, like wear, you know, a
you
baseball
hat
and call
and
it.
And you need
like
a dress now. Now you need a hat
yes.
and a flowy dress.
He's just able to walk into this thing last yeah. minute and wear whatever he wears. I've mm-hmm. got to suddenly bibbity bobbity boo an entire derby outfit on a budget in like 48 hours. And he's like, babe, I'm so sorry. I was like, you owe
you
me
done messed
so
up.
Big. You done messed up, Peter.
You done messed up.
He's like sending all these texts. He's like, I was like, well, I mean, because I didn't realize, like, we're assigned tables. Like, it's
okay.
not an event
oh,
where
gosh.
You can be like, oh, we got tickets.
Yeah.
Everybody's
around.
Just going to be milling about. And like, we could go, we could not go, whatever. It's like, no, there's
yeah.
a cocktail hour. There's a sit-down dinner where we have table assignments. And the way that he found out that we have tickets is because his friend who's at our table sent him a text and was like,
okay.
I'm so excited to see you guys on Friday. Like, we're at the same table. I told Peter, I was like, you're at that table. I haven't decided yet. He's like, you won't really make me go by myself. I was like, maybe.
Maybe you will.
I don't know.
You gotta
I don't
get
know
a hat.
How generous
what else
I'm
do you
feeling
get?
Right now.
I guess I don't know. I just whenever I see, you know, pictures or videos, I always see the hat and the beautiful, you know, flowy, springy
yes.
dresses,
yes.
and the high heels.
Yeah, none of which I have.
Okay.
I mean, if they were like, there's gonna be a leather party.
Oh, a leather party!
I'd be like, okay, which leather pants do I wear? Which leather jacket? I'll go into my massive coat closet and pick
right.
out one of those. There are not a lot of coats that
leather
you get to wear
party.
At derby parties.
You
if this
gotta
were
tell
a coat
Peter.
Party.
You got to tell Peter. You got to go after this one. Go, look, you owe me one. I got invited to a leather party. We all got to wear black leather. You owe me, Peter. You done
you
messed
owe me.
Up.
So you dumb messed up, Peter. So 2 days, you've got 2 days notice to go get your leather daddy together.
Leather daddy. I still want to see him in
leather pants.
Leather pants.
He has a leather jacket.
Oh my God. That doesn't count. He's got to wear a leather vest and leather pants. He's got to do leather daddy.
What is he going? Babe, the theme Village is leather people. Daddy. So you better get on. Don't ruin a good theme party by coming in half-assing it. I mean, you can full-ass it in Chaps, but don't half-ass it.
Oh, he owes you one. That's what you ought to say. I bought tickets for the school. So, yeah. I don't know.
Guess
something.
What? There's a fundraiser God. For my friend's theater group. It's a uh-huh. Leather Daddy themed party. Be ready. It's in 2 days. He's heading to Brooks Brothers and he's like, listen, I don't know if you have anything in stock. And they're like, we don't have anything anywhere that would make you look like a leather daddy. No. Yeah.
That's what you have to do. All right. So there's a new trend that's growing very fast right now. It's called ASMR massagers. Massage. Oh,
really?
The ASMR massage.
What does that do?
That is the weirdest thing because you lay there. And it's not like they're rubbing on you like a massage. It's all ASMR stuff. So they're taking these combs and they're combing your face. And then they're doing these little feather things on your hair. And they're brushing your hair. And they're whispering in your ear and crumpling up stuff like, yeah, bag of chips. You like, I mean, that's the weirdest thing.
Somebody's paying for this. They're like, what's the happy ending for that?
I don't know. Yeah, some
that's
lady
like a
decided
free experience. They're just gonna talk you through the whole experience.
Yes, and Molly, they're touching you with weird things like combs and stuff. And anybody can do it. You just got to be kind of creative. Basically, this woman was an ASMR DJ or whatever they do on TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah,
she wanted to take it to a different level and hit a market that no one knows, no one does, and that's what she's doing. Yeah. Happy ending.
Happy ending. They're like, I was told this was a leather daddy party.
It's supposed to be a leather daddy party.
I just assumed it meant hands on. I didn't know it was going to be all sensory experience.
So that's it. That's that. Hey, what's the deal with Declan? You said that he had to dissect something. What's that all about?
Oh, my God. So
Declan,
this,
first of all, is your son. And how old is he? What grade? He's in ninth grade, right?
Yeah, he's a freshman, in high school. Okay. And so he brought home a parent, permission slip. I had to sign, and it was so he could dissect a rat in biology class.
You know what? You guys are the rat capital in Chicago of the world, so I'm not surprised now.
I've never heard of dissecting a rat. I've heard of like mice. I've heard of like pig feet. You know, like they like piglets, pig things stuff, like that. Yeah. Like, but I've never heard of a rat. So, in typical Declan style, he comes home the night before. The dissection is like, I have a permission slip you need to sign. We're doing this tomorrow. And I was like, okay, well, you know, bring it down to me, whatever.
Okay.
Never happens. I get a text message from school. He's like, can you sign this? It's like now. And so I have to like sign it and text it back to him. An hour later, I get this text and he's like, I think I might be a bit traumatized.
Really?
Yes. And so I sent him text back. I was like, well, we were never worried about whether you were going to be a surgeon. I mean, that was never like.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. So I can't wait to hear about it when he gets home. But
no, a mouse is little. A rat is big, right?
And just the tail alone. I'm like, oh,
that's the grossest thing. Opossum tails and rat tails are the grossest thing in my life.
They're like, worms.
I couldn't eat them. They're weird. I don't know what it is.
It's terrible. So I can't wait to hear about it. But so then I sent a screenshot of the text exchange between Declan and I to Peter. And he's like, did he puke? I was like, he didn't mention puking. He just mentioned being a bit traumatized. I think he would have mentioned vomit. Like,
I never did that in my class. I never took a class that that let us do that.
No.
I never had a sex ed class even. I never had any of that stuff.
It must be the season, because just last month I had to sign a permission slip for my daughter, who's in seventh grade, to do a dissection. Okay. And they were doing a pig.
Like a baby piglet.
Yeah. And they were doing that. And I think it was just one. And the teacher was like, everybody just crowded around and they did that. And she said it was weird, but it was fine.
Okay.
So I don't know, because of it being a rat, if they were paired off and like able to do it together. So I don't know if Declan was getting like real hands-on experience, like scalpel.
Scalpel. Right, rags.
Yeah, exactly. I need to. Head. Okay. We're going in close. I need my forehead.
I can dissect. I think I can dissect a pig. I don't ever want to dissect a rat. I just don't like rats.
No.
It grosses me out. I would imagine they're smelly. You know, I'm sure he had to shave it, right? They're furry. Piglets aren't furry. I'm sure he had to shave it right down the middle of its little belly. Yeah, you need to find out and get some details.
I will. I'll ask him tonight at dinner.
Okay.
Hey, bud. Oh, are you liking the pasta? Looks like rat tails, doesn't it? Hey, how was dissection today? Give me all the gutty details.
All right, let's hit the fun factory. Fun factory. Woo-hoo! I got a few of them for you guys, Friday. Okay? All right, first, Gracie, we're going to do V1. This is a purse hack. V1, ooh, please.
Look at what I saw in here. Grab your purse. Just grab your purse. Put it over your head, okay? Your hands through here, and then go under and grab the purse and throw the purse back over your head. It's a backpack now.
It's a backpack.
It's a backpack. It's a backpack. Now, if you don't want it into a backpack, okay. Boom. Back to a purse.
It's a backpack.
Bam. You're like, that blew that woman's mind.
Are you familiar with that?
I had never thought about it.
I mean, that's pretty cool, I think.
It is.
She says, ladies, grab your purse. And men, just grab your purses.
Whatever. People who have bolses, bags. I'll try it.
It's a backpack.
I know her face. She's so excited.
I know. Blown away. All right. So V2 is Molly's bedtime ritual. Okay. Go ahead, V2, Gracie.
Once you have your sheets, it's time to make sure you have all your bedside accoutrements. Fresh cat's milk, whiskey, and a cabinet full of lucky bones and hair to keep the night terrors away.
Oh my God. Can't breathe.
Keep the night terrors away.
You played again
When did you get into my bedroom? And how did you know that was my special hair trick at night?
Once you have your sheets, it's time to make sure you have all your bedside accoutrements. Fresh cat's milk, whiskey, and a cabinet full of lucky bones and hair to keep the night terrors away.
I need to get me one of them drawers. That looks really cool.
All right. Crispy bacon. That's V3.
On to the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Crispy Bacon was born without the use of his back.
Sorry. Pig has no legs.
This is terrible.
You have to read this story.
Crispy Bacon. As if no legs wasn't enough.
This guy can't read the story. He's a paid journalist.
We
He's like,
cannot. Oh my God.
Crispy Bacon. That poor pig.
That poor journalist.
All right. V4 is a man's true love.
My love for balloons, it's also a sexual love.
What?
When I see a beautiful balloon, my heart starts to flutter and I get aroused. I'll take a 12-inch and I'll inflate it to 11-inch. That way it can take a lot of abuse. I'm holding one, you know, hugging it. I'll kiss it. And it's like being in heaven. I mean, don't you like to hug and kiss the woman that you love?
Is that?
You were worried about the fact that your algorithm got screwed up looking at cat videos and this is stuff you can find? I would be more worried about them being like, okay, balloon porn it is.
Balloon porn. And the last two videos are how it all started. This is Life Goal of a Cat Lady. That's V5. Actual footage is how I plan to spend my retirement. She has a live kitty sweater.
They're all just hanging off of her. I don't even know where to look. That's not something that's going to show up in my algorithm.
And last one, bedhead kitty. That's it. That's all I got. Go ahead, Gracie.
Buddies.
That reminded me of you.
That's
this cat
hair.
Has crazy hair, and Molly sometimes comes in the studio with the craziest hair.
With coffee, looking like that, looking like, how did I get here? What happened to my hair? What am I going to do?
All right, and I do have a fun one right here. This is this is all about your chickens in the neighborhood. Hit P1 for me, Gracie.
Molly! 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 Molly!
So stupid.
Molly!
It's so stupid.
Oh my God. Stupid stuff I find on social media.
I love it. I don't know how I would find any of this stuff if it weren't for you. I'd be at a God. Loss.
All right, that's a show. That's a show. Be good to people out there today and this weekend because, you know, we have visitors and, you know, we always want to represent well. And this is for the Berkshire Hathaway meeting. Make sure you rate, follow, like, subscribe. If you want to continue to get this magic show, you need to do that. Also, tell your friends. Find us on our Big Party Show Facebook pages. And Instagram pages, and also you can drop us an email, bpscrasher@gmail.com, or leave us a text at 915-0962. Monday is no dumb questions. We need your dumb questions. I mean,
so
no dumb
in.
Questions.
I know. There's no dumb questions. We need your not dumb questions so we can give you really stupid answers.
Absolutely. All right, have a safe weekend. Happy birthday again to Super Gracie, employee
of
the
month.
Yes, yes. And we'll see you Monday morning. Do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.